Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm going to talk about your penis again for a minute. I'm going to tell you about permescent. So some men, your penis size is totally fine. But sometimes you want to last a little bit longer in bed. Maybe you last a minute and you want to last two. Maybe you last 5 minutes and you want to last 10. And also, one in three men actually suffers from premature ejaculation, whereas they can't control their ejaculation. So permescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex that you want, so you don't have to focus on baseball or whatever it is that you think about. And then you're not in the moment, and then you're not enjoying sex. But permescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. And so women take longer to orgasm. If you haven't figured that out yet, we just do. So you'll last longer and everyone goes home happy. So try permescent, PROMESCENT.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can get all your sex questions answered and listen to our podcasts and check out all the cool stuff going on over there and subscribe and bow down to our site because you will love it and it will improve your sex life. Happy Monday, everybody. I made it through the weekend. I'm relieved. It was my birthday weekend, and it was crazy. It went off. My weekend went off.
All about it.
Oh, my God. I usually do something cash with friends, not a big deal, but this was, like, all out, so much fun. I considered stretching it into this week, like having another party tonight. I was having so
really?
Much fun. Yes.
See? You always try to keep it cash. No, you got to go hard.
I got to go hard. Okay, so this is my first year of officially going hard. I had like 3 birthday parties. It was so fun.
Okay.
So I went to Thursday night was the party that we had, the Kegel Kegger.
Uh-huh.
At Good Vibration. Good Vibration sponsored it. It was at my friend's gallery in the city called Project One. It's like a really cool art space and bar and club and what dance floor. And we Kegel Kegger people playing beer pong and doing playing with the keg or whatever, where they wouldn't let us do keg stands.
Which
was a bummer.
Too dangerous
for bars. But you know, we had hundreds of people show up, and Good Vibrations gave away toys, like they had their wheel that you spin and you win something in it, and it was just fun. And I had a hot, sexy coral dress on, and
that's cool.
Really
you posted
good.
Some photos
on my
interns.
Yeah, yeah, my photos are on my Facebook page /sexwithemily. And it was just like good people, ex-boyfriends, new boyfriends, old friends, new friends. Great, great people. Except for there was no menace there.
I couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
you're just mad because I didn't come to your birthday party 2 years ago. It's fine.
No. Well, now we're even.
Now we're even.
Thanks for bringing it up because I felt bad. There was no.
Now
I was
you
like,
don't
I,
feel bad anymore because
yeah,
I didn't come to your party.
You didn't come to my party. But no, that's great. And that's just one thing you did. You had a bunch
that
of
was
things
fun. So that was
on.
Fun. That was just like lots of drinking and fun and all that. And then Saturday day, I had a picnic in the park, in Dolores Park.
Yeah.
With all the hipsters. And it was like 20 people. And we had like wine and cheese, of course.
Did you see chihuahuas? Because I told you it was chihuahua day.
It was
day.
The other end of the park.
Oh,
I never made it over there. I was literally planted in one spot for 6 hours, just like talking to friends and drinking and eating and celebrating, and it was just like all the people that I love, except for you, in the city were with me celebrating my birthday, and it was just it was a great day. It was a great day, and then I went to dinner on Friday night. Went to a special dinner and at Shea Spencer. Have you been there in the city? Whatever.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No, you've been
no.
there. And it was good, and it was just I don't know. I felt really good. I feel like this is going to be a great friggin' year, and it just
That's
felt
good.
Great to celebrate.
I feel positive vibes for this year.
Me too.
All around.
All of us, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good year.
It's really good.
Good things happening. Today's show, just so you know, we're talking sexy balls. All about the balls, or the testicles, whatever you'd like to call them. But I think there's a lot of information that women need to have, and men, about their own balls. They don't even know. So we're going to share that information. We've got some great emails from the people and some news.
Cool.
And I'm trying to think what else has my weekend. I haven't had my dog in 2 weeks. She's been on vacation.
Yeah, it's been
but
heaven.
I got pictures of her swimming, and she's up at a lake, and she's really happy.
Oh, that's good to see her there.
I'm getting her tomorrow, though.
Oh,
I'm getting her back.
Have fun with that.
I think it'll be good because 2 weeks hiatus from the dog and then get her for 2 weeks. It's like I have a split custody thing going. So that'll be nice. How was your weekend? How was your big concert?
My concert, yeah. So if people are wondering, like, why is it Menace around for Emily's birthday?
Yeah, why
That's
does he
messed
hate
up,
me?
Blah,
blah,
blah.
Blah.
There's only 2 days out of the year. I can, no matter what, I can't take any time off. And my concert throws this, I'm my work throws this amazing concert every year with 22,000 people. And it happened on Saturday, and it was so much fun. And for all the fellas, Shirley Manson, she's the lead singer of Garbage. She was there, and she still looks amazing.
Great.
And she's this redhead. She's really hot. And, yeah, that was fun. And then I was there from 7:30 a.m. till midnight.
Wow. On Saturday.
I slept for a couple hours, and then I took a flight down to Orange County, John Wayne Airport, and then I went to Disneyland for like 10 hours. And
oh my God.
Went and
How are
checked
you still
out the
alive?
New cars.
Red Bull? What?
Yeah, I guess so.
5 hour energy? Okay.
Yeah. Checked out the new Cars Land before it's opened. I can't say anything about it. I wasn't allowed to. But so go check it out when it opens. That's what I can say. And then I flew straight back here, got home at midnight. I woke up and did a radio show again early this morning.
Oh my God, your voice is gone.
Yeah.
It's kind of sexy.
Yeah. Well, what's amazing is one of my friends was DJing one of the tents, and he said, hey, I need a hype person, somebody that's going to, you know, hype up the crowd. So for 40 minutes, I got to be on stage with the DJ and hype up the crowd in front of 6,000 people. It was like one of the best concert experience I've ever had.
That's
like
so cool,
I had people
Menace.
Sing along with the music. I was like throwing stuff out in the crowd. I had a t-shirt gun that like shot t-shirts.
Oh my
like,
God. Had you never done that before?
Not well, I've gone up in front of crowds that large before, and I just do a quick intro, like, hey, what's up? It's Menace, blah, blah, blah. Check out this band. But I was never been,
been that guy.
I've never been the guy who was in front of the stage for the entire time. Like, now I finally got to experience, like, what it is to be in a band that has such a large gathering like that. And it's effing cool, man.
That's so cool. What band was it for that you were doing?
No, my friend, my buddy was DJing.
Oh, he was DJing.
DJing. So I would just like, you know, I got people to sing along with the songs and stuff like that.
Oh, Menace. And if I ever need a fluffer for the crowd, yeah, I would get you.
I had like hundreds and hundreds of, it was at night, so I had hundreds and hundreds of glow sticks, and I was breaking all the glow sticks, and I was like throwing them out in the crowd.
Fun.
Yeah, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Oh my god, really one of the best experiences. Did you take pictures and stuff?
Yeah, there's pictures, there's video.
On Instagram and all that stuff. That is so cool, man. I'm happy for you. I'm sorry there for your seminal moment.
Yeah, we got to put your birthday on a different date.
I know, it's never going to work, is it? That's so sad. Yeah. But it's, I'm glad it was
but
good.
But we both had a great weekend.
We both had great weekends. It feels really good.
You know what?
What?
It's going to be a great year because you got a television show coming out.
I do. I do have a television show coming out. June 18th. It's 2 weeks from today.
And from today, 2 weeks?
Yeah, dude. Crazy, right?
Wow.
June 18th, 2 weeks from today, 10 o'clock at night on Bravo TV, which is on your cable network. Most people get it. If you've got cable, you've got Bravo. And you can probably download it from iTunes, right? If you don't get it.
I'm assuming because some people I know, they're like super cheap for some reason, don't have cable. I don't even know how these people live.
I didn't have cable until recently.
I don't know how these people live without cable and they want to know how they can see it online. I'm assuming it would have to be on iTunes.
Yeah, it would
I don't
be.
Know if it's available on Hulu or anything like that, but
yeah, but
they have clips at bravotv.com.
Yes, bravotv.com. Check it out. Bravotv.com. Check it out /misadvised. And that's what it's called. It's about three single dating experts in different cities, LA, New York, and myself in San Francisco. Do we practice what we preach?
Yeah. And
you will find out soon.
Some reasons to watch. And you're going to be like, okay, I'm just going to watch it because Emily's on it. Yeah, that's great. That should just be enough. But I'm just telling you some highlights. You should see some of the guys that she's making out with on here. I don't know, are these guys that she would be making out with. But you get in situations, and it's not forced. It wasn't set up.
No, it wasn't set up.
But you just like saying yes to everything and having experience.
Yes.
And I don't know if you should have said yes on some of the things.
I did say yes to all these dates, and I end up kissing several men in awkward situations.
Yeah.
And it's quite funny and fun to watch, I think. I don't know. We'll see. We'll watch
and
it together.
And I think we had some fun conversations because I got to sit around and
Menace is on the show a bunch.
And critique some of these guys you went out with.
Right.
And you can just imagine some of the comments that I had.
Oh my God. You almost got into a fight with one of them.
Yeah, probably.
You did. You literally did in this one scene. But anyway, everyone will have to watch. It's pretty exciting news for the show because we want, more people to have better sex. And so we hope that you'll listen to the show, watch
the TV show.
And tell all your friends. Have watching party. Have viewing parties. We'll send you toys and stuff.
Forget about me being on the show. A big thing that I'm looking forward to is, because there were some parts I didn't get to see where your brother's on the show.
Yeah.
And your brother, if you listen to the show and you think, oh, I'm mean, I'm brutal, you should listen to Emily's brother. He is effing amazing. Because he's actually intelligent. You know, he went to school. He knows how to use his words.
Right.
You know?
Right. He's had a lot of therapy.
Yeah. He's really good.
And he broke me down into like, he analyzed me on the show. He's on the reality show, on our Sex with Emily show, analyzing me.
Yeah.
Because Menace made him do it. And I don't know why I let you get away with that. So
it's
anyway, it's
so
going to be
good.
Fun. It's in two
Watch
weeks.
It.
We're so excited. I think that's the first episode, actually, with my brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good times.
Can't
wait. We can hardly wait. We're going to have a big party soon, too, that we will announce. We're going to have one of the nights. We're going to have a viewing party. Not the 18th, but night after that.
All right.
Okay. Well, we've got some sex in the news for you.
And that is?
That is a San Francisco man sues BMW after a rousing motorcycle ride causes 2-year-long boner.
What?
Henry Wolf sues BMW, claiming that a 4-hour ride on one of their motorcycles in 2010 gave him an erection that lasted 2 years. The main claim that he developed a severe case of priapism, a persistent lasting erection causing from the motorcycle's Corbin Pacific seat, which is a ride. Apparently, his condition is ongoing and causes him not to engage in sexual activity. Well, he rode that motorcycle at his own risk.
Yeah.
I don't think you can sue BMW.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, not to make it about me again, but I went on a motorcycle ride yesterday.
Really?
I went down to Half Moon Bay and I was at the beach and it was really beautiful. And I was thinking when I was on the motorcycle that it vibrated and like, how cool would it be to be able to have an orgasm on the motorcycle?
Oh, really?
But I wouldn't want a 2-year erection.
That's your new sex toy.
Is it a motorcycle? You're just
going to take a piece of a motorcycle and
exactly.
Make a sex toy.
Well, it's kind of like the Rockbox sex toy that I have. Looks like a friggin' motorcycle. Yeah, but that's a bummer. I feel bad for him, 2-year long boner.
That's not good.
No, not good at all.
Do you have anything in there about people eating people at all? Because I don't know what the F is going on.
Do we?
You
yes.
Do?
Japanese chef stirs up his own genitalia to diners?
No, but it's good. I can do an assist on this story, too. So go ahead and read that one if you can.
Japanese chef stirs up his own genitalia to diners. So a self-described asexual, days after his 22nd birthday, he underwent elective genital removal surgery, divvied up the severed penis shaft, testicles, and scrotal skin between 5 hungry diners and garnished his man meat with mushrooms and parsley. This practice was considered illegal in Japan because there's no law against cannibalism in the country.
Oh, my God.
I'm so grossed out. Like, did he not tell them you're eating my penis? Like, I don't even... I'm upset.
I get full rein to at least beat the crap out of the guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, how did they find out? What happened? Yeah. Were the diners like, yo, it tastes like chicken? Or... I mean, you know everyone says everything tastes like chicken. Yeah, that's not chicken.
Like maybe if he deep fried it, it would have been all right.
Anything deep fried tastes good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. Poor guy. He just needs some psychological help.
I don't know what the F is going on. Everyone keeps on talking on the internet how there's this like zombie apocalypse going on because more and more people eating body parts is getting in the news. Maybe there's one big news.
There was one last week we had too.
Yeah, there's like a couple, right? So I'm thinking, you know, this usually happens where there's like one big news story so people pay attention for something like that and it just keeps on getting in the news. There was one today
that what happened?
This model / porn star guy killed his boyfriend, had sex with his boyfriend, and then ate his boyfriend.
Oh, God. I think
what
I heard
is
too.
Going on in the world, people? What
becoming,
is wrong
with you? I
don't
know. Are we becoming cannibals? I guess we always are in some way, but that's really upsetting.
This is not the Donner Party, people.
I don't
like,
understand.
There's grocery stores. You can go get food whenever you want.
I don't know what that's about. Is there some kind of, they're thinking it's some kind of apocalyptic
zombie
cannibal
thing? No, I don't know. But that is effing disgusting.
He had sex with his boyfriend and then ate him?
Yeah.
Like, did he kill him or did he just
Yeah, he killed him, had sex with him, the dead body, and then ate him.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
I don't know. Where does he live? Florida?
No, Germany.
Oh, okay. I don't know. All weird things happen in Florida.
Yeah.
Our next story is about Florida.
Of course.
Woman accused of masturbating on a Florida highway. So a 35-year-old woman was arrested last month for masturbating on Highway 484 in Florida. Apparently, Ashley's masturbation slowed traffic as drivers by slowed down to watch her pleasure herself in her automobile. When an officer finally approached her, she exposed her breast to him. She was arrested and taken to custody.
She refused
to wear pants and continued to expose her female genitalia to officers.
She was on something.
Is that illegal to masturbate on the highway? I guess if you hold up traffic.
I don't know, Florida law. I'm sure that should be open.
I've masturbated, but not in traffic.
Yeah.
So that is crazy. Yeah, another one. And she was probably on drugs.
Yeah, she has
she
to
refuses
be
to get dressed, and she's in flashing her genitalia to the officers.
That's not normal.
Oh, my God. I heard the worst story. This is totally irrelevant, not related, but about a woman who got so stoned, she smoked marijuana. Did you read this yesterday?
No.
Do you ever come out of the coffee shop or put your keys or your wallet on the top of your car while you're opening your car?
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
She left her baby.
She was high and she left her baby.
She got stoned,
great.
Left her baby on top of her car and drove away. And it fell out.
In the middle of the intersection. Yeah.
But the baby was okay and unharmed because it was like in the car seat. How do you forget your baby?
Even when you're stoned, like.
I mean, I get it.
Dude, and I bet stoners are so mad now because now people, you know, anti-drug people can just use this. It's like, oh, watch, there's going to be there's going to be some TV commercials, anti-drug TV commercials, and they're going to use this.
I know.
Watch.
I know. Well, the thing is, if you read into the story, which
stoners
I did.
Stoners are going to beat her ass.
The story is the reason why she got so stoned is because earlier in the night, her boyfriend got pulled over for having a DUI.
Uh-huh.
And she was so upset about it that she went to her friend's house, got high, and then she proceeded to get pulled over. She went back to the scene of the crime to pick up the baby, and the cops were there, and then she got a DUI.
Oh, that's
people,
nice.
Drugs, just be careful with drugs.
Wow.
We don't do drugs. Let's just say that. Okay, we've got some emails from the people.
The emails from the people, I like it.
Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Emily, we love your podcast. We drive trucks and love nothing better than listening to you and Menace. When are you coming to Australia? We'd love to meet you and show you what mischief Australians get up to. At the moment, dogging is very popular, and we've started a few popular dogging spots along the road and love the thrill and spontaneous meets. Do you guys have anything like that over that in San Fran? If so, we want to hear one of your kinky stories. Emily, stay sexy. Let us know when you're in Australia. Cheers, your biggest friends with benefits. Jason and Anna from Pittsworth, Queensland, Australia. Okay, so do you know what dogging is?
No.
Okay, it's this bizarre sex craze, which involves taking their dog for a walk as an excuse to have sex in a public space. The group used a website called Dogging Australia to find like-minded people to have sex with in public places. They use signals like flashing their car lights to encourage others to watch or join in. The craze began in Britain, but is spread around the world with the help of Facebook and internet sites. Territory doggers range in age from 18 to 73, and many provide profile pictures of themselves.
Dogging.
So they I have a dog, so I could do it.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't think I'm going to do it.
Why not?
Jason and Anne, I loved that you love us, and I'd love to hear more of your dogging stories. I'd love to hear the intimate details of it, maybe, but I don't think I'm going to do it. And I've not heard of it in San Francisco. Have you?
This is the first time ever hearing about it, but I'll definitely promote it.
We have to look it up. You're going to promote it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
And the question with Australia, I have never left America and I've had like no interest. Not that I hate other countries. I'm afraid for my own safety because I know myself. I'm going to have one too many Patron shots in some weird country and I'm going to get arrested. It's nothing against people's country. I'm
That's
just afraid.
Really why you're
but
afraid to travel,
check this out. Check
drinking.
This out. Check this out though. The only other place that I wanted to visit was Tokyo, Japan, because it has everything that I love, sushi,
right.
Technology, all that stuff.
Okay.
But Australia keeps on coming up lately.
I know. Well, we've got tons of listeners in Australia.
Yeah, and I don't know. I kind of want to visit Australia now.
Good, I like it. I think you should.
I have a friend that moved there to go work for Google, so I follow her on Instagram, and there's so many beautiful photos that she posts.
I know,
it looks
beautiful,
like an awesome
place. I've never
place.
Been. I'm dying to go to Australia, and I've got some friends there, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to plan it.
We'll go.
We'll go, we'll go, we'll go.
We'll
okay, thanks,
podcast.
Jason and Anna, for sharing something that we did not even know about. Dear Emily, hubby and I would like to try some 50 Shades things, like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, have you read it yet?
I own it, and I just started it. And I'm almost embarrassed being who I am, Sex with Emily. It's my show that I've not read it yet. But I've just been so friggin' busy. Any recommendations as to what vaginal balls to try for beginner and what massage oil you do like? We keep trying different lube and can't find one that hubby likes. They all seem sticky to him. Thanks for your help. Enjoy your show. Avid listeners from West Bloomfield, Michigan. Where I'm from. It's from Abigail. I'm from a town right over from West Bloomfield,
Michigan.
Like,
I believe that your whole town back home listens and then it just bleeds out through Michigan.
I think so,
That's
too.
That's why we have so many Michigan listeners.
I think so, too. And I love that my homies are sticking by us.
Do they treat you like the mayor when you go home?
No. And with my family,
but
though.
They whisper, though. Oh, that's
that. That's Emily, girl. Well, now, I think with the TV show, I think I'm going
home
4th of July weekend, and I think that could be...
It's over.
It's over when you go home. People are like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's her.
Like, everyone watches Bravo, so I've been getting tons of emails from everyone who's like, saw you Bravo. You too, probably, right?
Well, no, I'm only on the website, but but people have been tweeting me like crazy that they see you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what she's talking about, Abigail, is 50 Shades of Grey, which has been on the New York Times bestseller list for weeks, and it's by E.L. what the hell's her name? Something. Anyway, you can find a Fifty Shades of Grey. And they're calling it mommy porn because it's all about this woman who's in a submissive relationship. It's like BDSM, and she's submissive. And there's three of them. There's sequels. Yeah. My mom's read all of them.
Wow.
Most people have. Okay, so also Good Vibrations, who we love, they sell it. They sell 50 Shades of Grey, but not only that, they sell on their website. If you go to goodvibes.com, they sell the 50 Shades of Grey sex toy kit and the 50 Shades of Grey desire kit. And then many of the sex toys that you find in the story, including a blindfold, rope, restraints, spankers, tethers, and tape. So that's just a separate thing that we met with Good Vibes the other day. And if you go to Good Vibes, goodvibes.com, use coupon code Emily and you get 15% off anything from Good Vibes.
Now, everything that was described seems like something that you would be into. You love all that kind of stuff.
I love all that stuff. I just got to read the book.
Yeah, and I heard there's already movie talks.
Yep, and every actress wants to play the submissive heroine.
I know. I wonder how they would position the movie. Would the movie be about the writer writing the book and then they would cut into it, or would they just try to make it a full-fledged
movie? I think they're trying to make it the full-fledged erotica, whatever. But she asked specifically for Kegelballs, and I would recommend the Smart Balls, the Tenio, T-E-N-E-O, silicone Kegelballs from Good Vibrations. Yeah, so Smart Balls Tenio, T-E-N-E-O, silicone Kegel balls. You can get them good vibes. I also like the Jeju, J-E-J-O-E-J-O-U-E Kegel balls. They're amazing because you can wear them. I'm calling them Kegel balls because they exercise your, but they're the vaginal balls. That you can stick them inside you and leave them inside all day. And you naturally are doing your Kegel exercises while you're wearing them because your muscles are contracting to keep hold them in, but you don't really feel them. So they're amazing. Like, I wear the Kegel balls all day and I feel like I'm like exercising my Kegels. And we all know Kegel exercises are so important, and you should check out my app, Kegel Camp, in the iTunes store. So you will be reminded every day to do exercises. Okay, for the massage oil, I suggest you try Touch Me Massage Oil. Emily and Tony, which is actually my candles that I make. I have a brand called Emily and Tony. You go to emilyandtony.com. And if you've never heard of a massage candle or used one, you're going to want one because it is... I made it so you'll have better sex and it'll spice your sex life.
Because it smells good and it's fun to use.
Have you had fun using it?
Personally,
he doesn't massage. It's okay.
I mean, I don't massage.
You like the down under comfort.
I love the down under comfort. It is awesome.
That's for your balls.
But I use the candle all the time.
Yeah.
But you know, not for the house,
right?
Just not as massage candles. But my coworkers, which remember, I don't know if you remember this, gave me a bunch to give my coworkers, and they absolutely love it.
I love it. Okay, that's good. So basically, it's a massage. It's a candle. Look, it's a beautiful candle made in France. It's made of amazing ingredients. If you care about that stuff, aromatherapy, gets you in the mood. But what happens is you light it, you blow it out, and it turns into warm, sexy, sensual, luxurious massage oil.
That's fun to play with.
And
my
it's
hands.
Not. Yeah, it's like I put it on at night. People are like, I have no one to massage. I'm like, I. Give
massage
myself
yourself.
A hand massage every night. I blow it out, and it's not like, it's not this kind of like, you know, like a lot of massage oils you get like all over your clothes and your bed. You got to change sheets. It's sticky. This stuff is just warm. It sticks to your skin, not anywhere else, and you'll love it. So check out emilyandtony.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com. Check it. You'll love it. And for lube. Oh, you asked for lube. I love Aloe Cadabra. That's my favorite lube right now. Aloe Cadabra. Check it out.
And Vaseline. Natural.
No, Vaseline's the worst thing that you can use. Worst thing you can use. So those are some. And also another one is Sliquid. That's a great lube too. Sliquid and Aloe Cadabra, my two favorites. Okay, dear Emily, I'm currently with a girl who is much more sexually experienced than me. Now I'm nervous. I guess I'm not great in bed, but I have no idea. I've pretty much only had sex with unexperienced girls, I guess. The point is, I think I'm going to lose her over this. Any ideas, Doc from North Carolina? Well, Doc, I would say that first you have to get over your insecurity and your nervous energy and your anxiety, because that is just going to get you nowhere.
Yeah, it's going to torpedo it.
It's going to torpedo. It's going to get worse. You're going to get more anxious. First of all, I want to know, how do you know that she's more sexually experienced than you? Is this a story that you're telling yourself? Is she asking you to do things that you don't understand? I feel like a lot of times guys and women, men and women, make up stories in their mind about the person they're dating, and they're worried, and this person, you know. So I would say just ask her what she likes. Like, when you're having sex with her or you're fooling around with her, you're not going to lose her. Let me tell you something. You're going to keep her if you say to her, what makes you feel good? How do you orgasm? Start touching her, you know, start rubbing, touching her in different places, and just ask her, how does it feel when I kiss your neck? How does it feel when I kiss down your stomach? Where do you like to be touched, on your clitoris? Or do you like to be fingered? Or do you like to, you know, I mean, not like, don't fire 30 questions at her, but pay attention to, you know, slow down and touch her softly. And you should always start softer than you think you should. Like, I always tell guys to go 5 times slower than they think they should. And just try to pay attention to her responses, because you will get responses from her. You will get her moaning heavier or not saying anything at all. And that's how you can gauge her reaction, see if you're doing a good job. No one starts out amazing in bed. Every guy probably, I mean, I think he's probably young-ish, right, Menace?
Probably,
you feel like
yeah.
a total stallion? I mean, you do you?
No,
I'm kidding.
Not lately.
But what would you recommend to him?
I would recommend that just be a guy and just.
He says he's not great in bed. How does he know? Yeah.
Just be a guy. Put it out of sight, out of mind, and then just keep on practicing with this chick.
Keep practicing. Know? Don't worry. She doesn't know. I've never been with a guy and thought, well, that's not true. I probably haven't.
Later on in life.
But when you're younger, you don't even know.
You don't know what's
like,
better.
I'm assuming he's 20 or 19. Yeah. I am.
Even if you weren't, who cares? You're having sex with the girl.
Why have
it blow up in your face by being paranoid about everything?
Don't be paranoid, anxious, and worried. If you can somehow work, do some kind of meditation, tell yourself that you're awesome and that you're a rock star, send yourself positive messages, and I really think that you will feel great about yourself. And you have to pump yourself up, because if you don't have confidence, it's just going to wreak havoc in the bedroom.
Speaking about being confident, I almost took Cinderella home.
Who?
Cinderella. When I visited Disneyland.
You did?
Well, there's this place. If you ever go to Disneyland, at the Disneyland Hotel, they have Goofy's Kitchen. And you go there and it's like a buffet, which you would never go to a buffet. But for the common folk like myself, we go to a buffet and they have all the characters there. And they come by and they take pictures with you and they say hello. And so Cinderella comes, and Cinderella is hot. You know, they get like legit-looking
girls.
Yeah,
like legit hot Cinderella's, right.
So Cinderella comes by, and she's like standing next to me, and she puts her arm around me and stuff like that. And she's asking everybody at our table, like, oh, who are you excited to see? What characters? Blah, blah, blah. So everyone names all these characters. And she's like, who are you excited to see? I'm excited to see Cinderella right now.
Good for you. She's like, nice move.
She's like, oh, really? Yeah. And dude, she was like honestly like blown away that I just like said that. Like
that is
she's
right.
Not even fronting. Like I'm not even kidding. Like
you're like, I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see Cinderella.
And then what happened? Did you take her home?
No. But it was just like, you know, just like some of the guys were like shy because this is a beautiful woman, you know? And you just can't be shy.
You can't
man.
Be shy.
Yeah.
Just tell her she's beautiful.
Yeah. Well
No, don't do that.
Not all that. You know, don't think that she has you in the palm of her hand.
You just got to get out of your head, guys. You're going to get rejected a million times mm-hmm. more in your lifetime. And so just got to keep – it's how you get yourself back up again.
Once you
fall down, how do you get back up?
You're always like at a bar or somewhere and you'll see like some guy with some hot chicks. And you're like, how is that guy with these girls? It's because these guys are confident, man. They just don't care.
Exactly.
They don't care.
Exactly.
I mean, don't be like a total perv, like sleazeball where,
right.
you know, you're just trying to fire on chicks left and right. Don't do that because, right. you know what, that's never going to get you anywhere. You're going to end up being a lonely person later on in life if you're just trying to hook up with chicks left and right. But you got to be confident too. Women don't want pussies, man.
No,
seriously.
We don't. We want you to be confident. And people keep asking me, I've been doing a lot of interviews lately, they're like, what's the number one thing for men? I'm like, be confident.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's move into our topic, sexy balls.
Sexy balls.
Sexy balls. Okay, so we are decoding balls today. Facts, fears, manscaping. We've got some amazing products for men. Because we know that all men are, a lot of men, are mm-hmm. trimming their ball hair. There's upkeep, right?
Yeah.
There's upkeep going on downtown there.
Yeah,
downtown.
It's called manscaping.
Manscaping. And so I first have to tell you that my first experience with balls wasn't great. I actually spent a good few years ignoring balls because I remember hearing a horrible story about how some girl, like this, like probably in high school or something, hurt some guy's balls. And like, I didn't touch them for years. I thought they were like off limits, like don't touch a man's balls.
Yeah.
But I've learned differently now, and I that know is, that you can touch them.
Okay.
But how can a man let her know that she likes his balls touched? A Menace, how do you feel about it?
I don't like my balls being touched.
Menace doesn't like his balls touched. Okay. Some guys don't.
I'm just not into it. I know
it doesn't feel good.
I know some women hear like, oh, in a porno or something, you got to cradle the balls while you're receiving fellatio. Yeah. No, it's just not for me. But you know what? You're going to get 5 million guys that are going to email in to the show at Sex with Emily. And they're going to say, Menace, you're out of your mind. I love it. So
exactly.
Continue.
Continue. Okay. So the fact, here's a fact. Most men enjoy getting their balls played with, especially during oral sex. So tell her that it's a real turn on if her mouth and tongue wander over to your balls once in a while. You can gently take her hand and guide it to your balls so she gets the hint. That's nothing wrong with that. It's the head push. When you push our head down to your penis, I've got a problem with that. But if you gently take my hand and like show me that you like your balls touch, I'm psyched. Like, I want to know that you're that guy that likes your balls touch. Another fact is you can stimulate the perineum. Use your finger to gently rub his perineum, the nerve-packed bit of skin between his scrotum and his anus, a.k.a. the taint. And you're likely to launch him into orgasmic orbit.
So, do you know Tupac Shakur?
Yeah.
He had on his chest tatted, it said Thug Life, right? And I was on a radio show, and we had our street guy, the stunt guy, who does all these crazy wacky stuff. We made him get a tattoo on his taint, and it said Taint Life on it.
Really?
Yeah.
You made your friend do that?
Our coworker. Okay. Yeah. And wow. Said Taint Life.
Did he lose a bat or was he really drunk?
No, it's just his job to see how crazy he gets. We also put on his ankle. We had a tattoo put on his ankle of a rose, like a full on, like if a guy just gave you a single rose, right?
Okay.
That's what it looked like. But in the middle, there was a penis coming.
God. Did he still walking around with the penis?
Yes, it's a tattoo. It's for
Jesus
life.
Jesus Christ, idiot. Okay, ball play tips with your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, the fact is this is a super sensitive area, so start small with a light kiss or tickle. If he seems to be enjoying it, do a simple cupping of the balls followed by a light massage. There's another fact. Sucking on a guy's testicles can make for an incredibly sensational experience, and you'll double the pleasure if you simultaneously fondle his shaft. You can swirl the tip of your tongue around his scrotum. You can lick his balls with long, sweeping strokes as if you were savoring an ice cream cone. That's a good image.
Yeah,
that's lick him like nice. An ice cream cone. You wouldn't like that? Does it hurt you physically if a woman touches your balls, or just does it, you feel nothing?
Both.
I don't know.
I think it's maybe in my head that I'm actually physically getting harmed. I don't know if I'm actually feeling pain.
I think that you should release it and you should experiment ball play again. Life's too short.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Mix it up and intermittently purse your lips and suck softly on the skin or take each testicle all the way into your mouth. So another way to get a woman, so that's some ways to get her to play with you, but how to get her to go down on you more, I'd say shave your balls or trim them. Then we've got there are some ball play during intercourse. This is what you can do with the balls during intercourse, okay?
Okay.
Are you what, you don't love it?
No, the way you said it, it's like, oh, what you could do with the balls.
What women can do.
I'm not going to do anything with balls.
Okay. There's a number of positions during intercourse where his balls can
be
reached.
I'm just saying I'm not
going to
be playing with balls myself.
No, not yet.
I'll let other women play,
okay.
Maybe.
Well, you can let women play with your balls. I think that this could be good for you to open up, to start letting women play with your balls.
Okay.
I just think it could be a good goal for your year.
Yeah. Going back real quick.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first experience when you really started playing with balls.
I would say that it probably started I had like real ball fear.
In the beginning.
And then I started playing with them and I would just touch them lightly. Like I remember a guy having a talk with a guy once. And I was like, I'm confused. And he's like, you hold them like, he gave me like like those Benoit balls or whatever, like you just kind of hold them uh-huh. tenderly in your hand and you move them about. He was showing me how to play with them. So I got a tutorial from a guy that you don't squeeze too hard. You got to be careful and you just move them around like those balls that you use for stress.
Uh-huh.
Those stress balls.
The stress balls.
Yeah. Why? What's your first? Oh, you don't have any experience.
I would want to see if, have you ever done a Stevie Wonder?
No. What is that again?
A Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder.
It's ball play.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about ball play,
right?
We are
talking about ball play. Go ahead.
You've never done a Stevie Wonder?
No.
Okay. It's when, let's say you were sitting down Indian style, right? And then a guy is naked and then he stands above you and you look up at his balls and then he places one ball over each of your eyelids. It's a Stevie Wonder.
Right. I remember talking about that in the show. Because he's like,
are you
see.
Open to a Stevie Wonder?
Sure, whatever.
If so you're open to a Stevie Wonder.
Why not? You know me. I'm open to everything once.
Yeah.
Everything once.
So
okay.
You're laying down with your guy. He's like, hey, real quick.
Why would he want to real quick get up and put his balls on my eyeballs?
Maybe he's really into it. Hold on. I'm trying to describe the situation.
Jesus Christ.
You're laying down in bed with your guy. And he goes, you know what? You know that carpet, you know, out in your living room, you have like a furry type carpet. It's not real fur.
Right.
He's like, I really want you to go sit down Indian style over there. And I'm going to walk over with my balls. I'm going to place them over your eyelids because
so
I'm really
to, like,
into
climb over my shoulders.
Well,
then.
No, you're sitting down on the ground. He's standing.
And he's taller. Right. Okay.
He's taller. And then he places his balls over your eyelids.
Just for because it feels good to him? Or
yeah.
Because he wants to do the Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. He wants to do the Stevie Wonder. His penis might be laying down over your nose, too, by the way.
Yeah. It sounds fun.
You'd
good times.
Be into that.
I wouldn't say no if that's really what it turns him on.
Yeah, it turns him on.
Let's work for whatever. Put your balls over my eyeballs. What do I care? I'm down. You heard it here. Okay. During intercourse, there's four very ball-friendly sex positions to keep in mind. There's the reverse cowgirl reach down.
Wow.
So when you're doing the reverse cowgirl, this is beginner ball players. It only requires a simple reach down. There's a cowgirl reach back. This is only to be used once the reverse cowgirl has been successfully conquered. You reach back and do them.
Yeah.
There's the missionary reach down, missionary position. Not always easy, but can offer great pleasure to a man. Putting your legs up and reaching between your thigh and his thigh allows for quick fondling of the balls as he moves in and out of you. And then there's the doggy style reach back. Reach under your body between your legs and back to his balls. Allow his balls to slide across your palms as he moves in and out of you, adding a light squeeze here. And they will give him a different level of pleasure. So what do you think about that? Those are all good ways for women to play the balls. Do you know that I consciously, since I started out, I had such a bad ball experience early on, or I was misinformed, that I really have to consciously think, oh, this is a good time to grab his balls. And usually it is like doggy style or like girl on top, you can reach back.
Yeah.
I'm just out for the balls.
Not
today.
To bring back the Stevie Wonder real quick. I just want to throw out there real quick. Quick note: if you do try the Stevie Wonder after listening to the show, please tweet "Sex with Emily" or feedback at sexwithemily.com and promise me you'll read the email.
I promise I'll read them.
If you do the Stevie Wonder, please, somebody out there, I know there's a lot of couples that listen. Just try it for fun. And then,
okay.
And then,
just try it for fun. Why
just a description.
Why
it's a really
fun.
Quick move. Just do it.
Why don't you just try it for fun?
Okay, I will go and try to accomplish that.
Okay. One more thing I want to say about balls is that do not. Okay, sorry, Menace.
We're bringing a new term to baller. By the way,
what I am? I'm a big baller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big baller. I'm all about the balls. Here's the problem. You probably shouldn't get waxed.
Oh, thanks for researching
the
last time that we did it.
Yeah, it's not great. So start with using a scissors or a pair of clippers to shorten everything up to a quarter inch.
Things I do for you, I swear to God.
I know, and I found that show, and I'm playing it. Those are some balls facts. And also, one thing is, if you are coping with a fear of balls, make sure that you're completely comfortable with the person you're with and just always go slowly. Get accustomed to them. Introduce yourself to them with some light touching and massaging. And most importantly, ask your partner how they like to be touched. Do you want your balls touched? Do you not? That's what you should do. So that's what I got for you today. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily, and Menace is White Menace.
At everything.
At everything. And check out my app, Kegel Camp. It will improve your sex life, and it's for men and women. And
we're here at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco, California. Stitcher is an app for your smartphone, your Android, your iPhone. I believe they might have just came out the iPad app.
Yep.
So download it for free. It's Stitcher. And once you download it, all you got to do is search Sex with Emily and you can listen to the show on the go.
Love it.
And when you email the show, please tell us how you listen to the
show.
Yeah,
we want to know how you listen. Like, do you listen on your iPhone? Do you listen
on XM?
On XM?
Do you listen on the website, sexwithemily.com?
We want to know.
We just like hearing that feedback.
We need to know.
And where are you from?
Michigan?
No. The listeners, where are you from?
Oh, we want to know where the listeners are from, not where I'm
from.
So
don't forget.
Always tell us where you're from and do fun stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us your real name if you don't want to.
Yeah, you can fake your name. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. If we haven't talked about your penis enough, I'm going to talk to you about the Fleshlight, which is the number one sex toy for men because it really, well, it just really is. It's the only one that you want. It is a masturbation sleeve. I've been talking about this for over a year and a half now, and I know you guys are all loving it because every guy who got one is like, oh my God, where has it been my whole life? And it's not because you're not having sex. It's not because you're dissatisfied with your sex life. It's just like how I have a million vibrators, or some women have two. It's fine. You should have something as well that just feels a little different than sex, just as good as sex, and a little different than your hand. And also, if you want to last longer in bed, the stamina training unit is awesome. So do me a favor. Because I love you. And if you love me, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Love you.